talk about the families today.
The other day, Blue Mustang and I were talking about the families on Saturday and how God always brings families to get blessed in the ghetto. And then God told Blue Mustang about a family being there Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. I got goosebumps thinking about that because last year there was a family after the day after Thanksgiving waiting there in the ghetto for a miracle. And I was like, wow. So when Blue Mustang talked about that and said, I think there's going to be two families, not just one, but one is there for support. And I go, oh my goodness, I didn't even think about that, but I feel in my spirit that's what's going to happen. And I said, I wonder who that family is going to be. The Blue Mustang said, I bet it's the family that got blessed last year. And I'm like, wow, dude, that would be amazing. So yesterday, I get there, and sure enough, there's two families there. And I recognize the family, Rachel and John. They're the families that were blessed last year, the day after Thanksgiving. And I looked and I went, oh my goodness. And as soon as I started walking around the corner, Rachel saw me and she goes, Sonny! Oh my gosh, she just jumped up and started running over and asking, Sonny, how you doing? Do you remember me? And I'm like, oh, of course I remember you. You're the lady, you're the family from last year, the day after Thanksgiving. She goes, yes, look, this is my sister. And I looked at her and I went, oh my goodness, you girls look alike. She goes, Sonny, they're going through a hard time and they get paid next Friday, but right now they're struggling. And I told her about what happened last year, and we told her, God says for us to go because miracles happen every day. So we should go and just see what God says and what he does. He said to go, so let's go. So her sister is like, I'm all over that. Let's just go. And they were there waiting. They'd only been there maybe almost an hour, I think, they were there waiting. But they were obedient. They were waiting. They didn't care how long it was going to take. But as soon as Rachel saw me and her husband, John, they're like, God is so faithful. They started sharing about what happened with them and how God helped them through that rough time. And they just started praising God. They started thanking God. They started hugging me. And John prayed for Blue Mustang and his family and thanking God for him. And when I gave him the money, I said, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And this extra is because of the inflation that's happening right now. And they're like, praise God, that's gonna get extra money. Like, oh my God, we're gonna buy groceries. And the little kids are going, does that mean we're gonna get cereal and some cookies and ice cream? And they're little kids, you know. So to them, that's important to have dessert for the night or with cereal in the morning. They were crying so much. They just couldn't, believe it, but they could believe it, you know. It's like, they learned that God is faithful and he hears prayers. And that's, do we pray expecting something to happen? Of course we do. It's like the Bible says, if we pray for it, then believe it. And it's not in our timing though, it's in God's timing. And they said, we were willing to stay here all day long. They had a few bottles of water. They had some crackers and some cheese. They had a few snacks. But when Rachel recognized me, oh my goodness. They just cried and jumped for joy. They knew a miracle came for them. And God answered their prayers. And what was so beautiful is that they didn't forget who Jesus was and who he is. they kept telling me, we serve a big God. We don't serve a little God, you know. And for you to bring the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and then a little extra, that's... that, Rachel goes... Noelle goes out to Rachel's sister. She said, so how did he come up with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? And it's like, and then Rachel explained to her what that meant. And she's like, oh, that's beautiful. Their little girl, she's just, she's so cute. She come over and hugged me. She goes, thanks for bringing a gift from God, from Blue Mustang, so I could get some cereal. Can you imagine not even having cereal at home? I mean, to them, that's a big part of their lives, like for little children, you know, and something that simple can bless them so much. I just thought that was just beautiful because they were there waiting. How often do we pray and then we have to sit and wait and ask God to help us and then we get impatient? And we leave, we move without receiving because we weren't patient enough to wait. I've learned that. I had to learn that. I had to learn to be obedient, but also if God doesn't answer right away, I have to wait. I have to wait before he says anything because I don't step forward unless God says to. I don't minister to a gang unless God says, go minister to them. Because if I'm not in his will, then I'm in trouble. And they said, we've learned that God is faithful, but we have to be obedient and wait. It was a big, big message just on that itself. But man, did they ever hug me. And then they said, we got to pray for Blue Mustang. We got to pray that God blesses him. Because he's blessing families. He's been blessing families for a long time. We need to continue praying that God blesses him so he's able to bless families. And I thought that was just amazing. It's like they prayed over you and prayed over me so I could go and minister to gangs. And you know, I was there about an hour and a half with them, almost an hour and 45 minutes. It didn't seem that long though. Mm-hmm. It seemed like it was just minutes, like 40 minutes, that's what I thought. And yet I was there for a long time. I don't know how that happens. Like, it's just too much fun. Yeah.
That song they just played, that was playing background music.
Wow.
On there, that song. I mean, it's an excellent song for while you were speaking.
Oh, I didn't. Oh my goodness, God, and see how God works? That's just beautiful.
That's it.
Yeah.